Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, I can tell you today's card out at Durbanville does look like a punter-friendly card. There's lots of favourites on today's card that do look to win. We do have an 8-race program and the first race kicks off at 1:05. Here are some market movers on today's card. In race 1, number 7, Persistence from 18 to 10 into 11 to 10, heavily supported. In race 2, number 5, Mercury Rising from even money into 9 to 10. In race 3, number 2, Forever Bill from 7 to 1 into 9 to 2. In race 5, number 6, 55er from 4 to 1 into 33 to 10. In race 6, number 1, Atterbury Lake from 15 to 10 into 9 to 10. In race 7, number 3, Starboard from 9 to 2 into 7 to 2. And in race 8, number 2, Snow Dragon from 8 to 1 into 9 to 2. Very busy market out at Durbanville. And as I said, a nice card. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet of the day comes up early in the day in race 2, number 5, Mercury Rising from the Justin Snaith stable with Richard Fourie. This daughter of Gimme the Green Light ran a fantastic second last time out behind Homely Girl. On that occasion, she got left slightly. She was about 3 to 4 lengths off them, but did run on strongly to only get beat by 3 parts of a length. On that occasion, the second favourite, which is Nippy Winter today, ran third and is held by Mercury Rising by 2 lengths. I don't think Nippy Winter can make up that sort of difference, where Mercury Rising was only having a first start on that occasion and Nippy Winter had 2 runs under her belt. Today, Nippy Winter has got the 8-draw to contend with, where Mercury Rising has got a 2-draw. I just think with marked improvement on Mercury Rising from her debut run, she's definitely going to have that improvement. From a neat draw of 2, she's definitely going to be hard to beat from the Justin Snaith stable around about 9 to 10, and we do make her the best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day comes up in the next race, also from the Justin Snaith stable, in race 3, number 11, Vida Futura. And if you go back to Vida Futura's runs, they're also not too bad. First time out, over the 1250 at Durbanville, had a bad draw of 9 out of 11, ran a good 4th behind on the road again. Out of that form line, there was a winner, you know who, came out to win. Her second start, Vida Futura, she ran 2nd to Pomp and Power. On that occasion, she was around about even money and she was heavily supported and the stable companion did beat her. But Pomp and Power, there was plenty of money for Pomp and Power on that particular occasion, so she was obviously fancied as well. But I think with the 2 runs under the belt, Vida Futura is going to make more improvement today over this course and distance. And she does have a couple of horses in this particular race held on collateral form as well. Back to You, Sky Guard, Forever Bill is held, as well as Gravitas, also held by Vida Futura. And I just think she's on the up and she will make a little bit more improvement to win this particular race. Again, the second favorite, Serious Business, from the Justin Snaith stable, the companion, would be the immediate danger. But I just think on that You Know Who's run, I think Vida Futura will hold Serious Business, because on their first run on the road again, You Know Who was in that same race and just beat Vida Futura, and You Know Who did beat Serious Business by 3.5 lengths. For me, Vida Futura does hold the form in this particular race. It's not an overly strong field, and for me, she does tick all the boxes. Good draw, good jockey, and good trainer. She's around about 12 to 10, Vida Futura, and if we do take the win-win double, Vida Futura and Mercury Rising, it does work out to around about 3 to 1. Got to get involved with that double. Exotic for the day, we're taking our chances on the pick 6, and the closing time is 14:20. I think it's very catchable, this pick 6. There's lots of favourites that do look to win, but we have got a couple of horses in each race trying to beat some of the favourites. In the first leg, we have backed up our second best bet of the day, which is Vida Futura. We put 2 horses in. We put Serious Business in as well. So in the first leg, we're going 8 and 11. In the second leg, we're going 2, 4 and 9. In the third leg, we're going 1, 6 and 8. In the fourth leg, we're going 1, 2, 3 and 4. In the fifth leg, we're going 1, 3, 8, and 11. And in the last leg, we're going 1, 2, 4, and 11. 1,152 rand pick six perm. Yeah, we're trying to beat some of the favorites, and let's see how it all works out. Well, as I said earlier, it does look like a very nice card out of Durbanville, a punter-friendly card. And if the horses do run to form, I think the bookmakers will be in trouble today. From me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a great day's racing out of Durbanville.